no time at all, they were standing there in the front of a little church. Among their friends and family, repeating those sacred words. Preacher said, son, kiss your bride. And he raised her veil. Like the night they met, time just stood still. For one boy, one girl, two hearts beating wildly. To put it mildly, it was love at first sight. He smiled, she smiled, and they knew right away this was the day they'd waited for all their lives. For a moment the whole world revolved around one boy and one girl.
WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. High surf and storm surge after Tropical Storm Alberto formed in the Gulf of Mexico. It's the first named storm this hurricane season, and it's already dumped 10 inches of rain in some spots, killed at least three people in Mexico. And along the south coast of Texas, they're bracing for flooding with tropical storm warnings from Houston to Brownsville. Meanwhile, heavy rain expected to swamp New Mexico again today, triggering dangerous flooding. Louisiana has become the first state to require the Ten Commandments be displayed in public classrooms. Republican Governor Jeff Landry at Wednesday's bill signing.
Because if you want to respect the rule of law, you got to start from the original lawgiver, which was Moses.
That's right.
Amen.
The ACLU expects to challenge the Biden administration canceling a top-level meeting with Israeli officials after Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu claimed the U.S. was withholding military aid from Israel. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Cue the fireworks and celebrate Independence Day with the Omaha Steaks 4th of July sale. Save 50% off site-wide and fire up the perfect backyard cookout with tender steaks, juicy burgers, deli-style franks, and more family favorites. Shop today at omahasteaks.com and score an extra $30 off when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. Plus, every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Double-digit losses in the milk markets on Tuesday. July milk down 51 to 1966, August down 37 to 2035, September down 28 to 2015, October milk down 13 at 1985. Cheese markets were lower, barrels down 6 to 194, 40-pound blocks down 5.5 to 186, 3 trade a barrel, 6 trade a block on the day, cash butter steady at 310 and 3 quarters, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 119, 3 trades. Dry weigh steady at 48, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower Tuesday as the trade didn't want to be over-aggressive in trading the complex higher than see cash cattle prices drift lower late in the week. Strength in grain markets also pressuring the cattle markets. Hog markets were mixed as the nearby contracts were lower, deferred higher as pork cutout values were slightly higher. No cut saw any wild price swings compared to Monday. New crop corn down 37 cents to 186.67. August feeder cattle down $1.37 to 259.95. July hogs down $1.60 to 93.77. Corn markets were mostly higher as the trade was just below nearby resistance. A slight drop in the corn progress report helping to support corn markets. Soybeans mostly higher on product strength and the NOPA crush report coming in above expectations for May. Also, the trade continues to watch the extended forecast. Wheat markets mostly lower as the harvest continues in the plains and begins to expand in the Black Sea region. July corn up 6.5, 50, new crop up 4.75 to 467.75. July beans up 16.25 to 1174, new crop up 1.75 to 1132. July wheat down 9.5 to 582. July wheat in Minneapolis down 5.75 to 632.75. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? With Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 398, July 401, new crop 413, cash beans 1104, July 1104, new crop 1052. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 424, July 424, August 412.75, new crop 417.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 420, July 423, new crop 418. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in July corn 4 even, new crop 412. Cash beans 1102, July 1089, new crop 1057. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 410, new crop 418. Cash beans 1099, new crop 1047. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 431, July 432, August 426, new crop 422. Cash beans 1148, July 1151, August 1121, new crop 1073. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 397, July 401, new crop 412. Cash beans 1106, July 1110, new crop 1057. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 180 to 196, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 181, market cows 106 to 144, bulls 143 to 172, calves 180 to 1,000 even, beef steers 187 to 340, Holstein steers at 162 to 330. Sheep markets, market lambs 215 and down, light lambs 285 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 80 and down, goat markets, does 150 and down, bucks 180 and down. At Sumbrota, finished beef steers 185 to 196, finished beef heifers 185 to 196, finished dairy steers 170 to 179, market cows 110 to 129, market bulls 140 to 175. That is the check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-218-9172. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-218-9172 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-218-9172 to see if you qualify. That's 800-218-9172.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, showers and thunderstorms, a high near 72. For tonight, scattered storms with lows in the low 60s. For Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm. We'll have heavy rainfall possible with a high near 75. Friday night, scattered storms and a low around 66. For Saturday, showers and maybe a thunderstorm, a high around 80. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 79.
Currently 59 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side cleaned up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fitting me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here she wants his fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said that thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. People came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
we never part. And you love me with all your heart. But now these words of love you're going to erase. You found somebody new who wants to take my place. And there goes my heart breaking in two. There go my eyes crying over you. My arms don't want for us to part. So when you go, here come the blues. There goes my heart. It's just a lonely lesson learned. To see you walk away with him hurts me so. This fool who loves you doesn't want to let you go. And there goes my
We're proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
There's no speed limit. Just go.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Shania Twain, You Win My Love here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 50s across the region this morning. Expecting 70s, but more rain is on the way. And we'll have details with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, Rod Bain in, talking about some of the USDA research projects on protecting pollinators. We'll talk more with Rod about that here next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There's good news and bad news for the South American corn and soybean crops. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
South America's harvest results are a mixed bag this year. Dr. Michael Cordonier, an agronomist at Soybean and Corn Advisor, says Brazil's second corn crop turned out well.
CONAB came out yesterday, and they increased the corn estimate in Brazil 2.5 million tons to 114. Now, the big increase was for the Safrinha crop, which is up 1.9 million from May. And they increased the acreage, 160,000 hectares, increased the yield one bushel. Now, CONAB has a history of finding more Safrinha acreage as the season progresses, and that's what happened this year.
Brazil's soybeans, however, were the opposite.
Of course, they get the problems in Rio Grande do Sul, and they did lower the Brazil soybean estimate 0.3 million tons to 147.3. So that was a result of the severe flooding that lost maybe 3 million tons of soybeans in the field in Rio Grande do Sul, and maybe as much as 2 million tons that was in storage. So that was a big deal for Rio Grande do Sul.
The recent flooding in parts of Brazil is the second flooding episode in the last 6 months. When the rains first began this time, the soybean harvest wasn't complete.
When the rain started, the soybeans were like 75% harvested. So it came right towards the end of the harvest, and they probably did not harvest the last maybe 10%. And what they did harvest after the rain started was terrible condition. You know, it had germinated in the pods, and it was sprouted, and moldy. It was terrible condition.
Michael Cordonier of Soybean and Corn Advisor. For more information on his report and other information on the South American corn and soybean crops, just visit soybeanandcorn.com. That's soybeanandcorn.com. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, showers and thunderstorms, a high near 72. For tonight, scattered storms with lows in the low 60s. For Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm. We'll have heavy rainfall possible with a high near 75. Friday night, scattered storms and a low around 66. For Saturday, showers and maybe a thunderstorm, a high around 80. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 79.
Currently 59 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. Rosanna's down in Texarkana, wanted me to push her broom. Sweet Eileen's Nabilene, she forgot I hung the moon. And Allison's in Galveston, somehow lost her sanity. And Dimples, who now lives in Temple's, got the law looking for me. All my exes live in Texas, Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, and that's why I hang my hat in Tennessee. I learned to swim, but it brings to mind another time where I wore my welcome thin. By transcendental meditation, I go there each night, but I always come back to myself long before daylight. Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be, but all my exes live in Texas, and therefore I reside in Tennessee. Some folks think I'm hiding, it's been rumored that I died, but I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. George Strait and all my exes live in Texas here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 50s across the region this morning. The Grassland Conservation Reserve Program, well, that sign-up is continuing. Now, the program emphasizes support for grazing operations, plant and animal biodiversity, and grassland and land containing shrubs, and forbs under the greatest threat of conversion. Grassland CRP was reauthorized from the last farm bill. Now, the current sign-up for the Grassland CRP program, that ends on June 28th. So coming up next Friday, a week from this Friday, is when the sign-up is. If you'd like more information on that, just contact your local FSA office. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by the Farm Progress Show, August 27th, 28th, and 29th in Boone, Iowa. There's a new strategic partnership in the world of liquid transportation fuels. Oil producers have partnered with ethanol producers to push for a Senate bill that would put more biofuels in the nation's gas tanks. I'll have more when we come back. Farmers, it's time to plan your trip to Boone, Iowa for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. For over 70 years, we've been the gathering place for the agriculture community. And this year, we invite you to be part of the progress. Get ready to experience progress at the leading outdoor farm event in the nation. Witness state-of-the-art technology, engaging demonstrations, and educational offerings from industry experts. But the progress doesn't stop there. You'll also connect with the brightest minds in the field, sharing insights and gaining insider knowledge to grow your operation. Be part of the collaboration. Be part of the inspiration. Be part of the progress. Join us August 27th through the 29th for the 2024 Farm Progress Show. You can learn more at farmprogressshow.com. For decades, the oil industry and the agriculture industry have disagreed about biofuels, ethanol in particular. Which makes sense, because every gallon of ethanol in the fuel supply meant one less gallon of gasoline. But now, with the Biden administration pushing for half of all vehicle sales to be electric by 2030, both groups have realized they share common ground. Currently, most gasoline sold in the United States contains 10% ethanol, known as E10, and seven states require ethanol to be blended into the gasoline supply, as it does reduce carbon monoxide emissions and in some cases is required by the Clean Air Act of 1990. Ethanol proponents have long argued that higher blends of ethanol can provide even greater environmental benefits, but federal law prohibits the sale of higher blends during the summer months without a waiver from the EPA. Since 2022, the Biden administration has granted that waiver on an emergency basis each summer, but the industry has not had any legislative certainty. One way to provide that certainty would be to change the law, and Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska has proposed legislation that would do just that, with both agriculture and oil interests lining up to back it. The American Petroleum Institute, the largest trade association of the oil and gas industry, has partnered with the National Corn Growers Association, the Renewable Fuels Association, and other ag groups to promote the use of ethanol as a way to decarbonize the fuel supply immediately. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says biofuels can be a powerful weapon to slash carbon emissions, and that the country is decades away from an all-electric passenger car fleet. Jeff Cooper, president of the Renewable Fuels Association, said this is the first time in 20 years these different groups have come together to push for a common interest. Though there is pushback, independent oil refiners say the legislation benefits large oil companies predominantly, but the coalition of agriculture and oil interests is optimistic. I'll have more details when we come back.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Oil producers and farm groups have come together recently to back a bill that would allow for year-round sales of gasoline with 15% ethanol, or E15. Brooke Appleton, vice president of public policy at the National Corn Growers Association, said the two groups have a lot more in common than they probably thought they did. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by the Farm Progress Show, August 27th, 28th, and 29th in Boone, Iowa. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Met a guy on a red eye. He spotted my guitar and said, "What do you do?" I said, "I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues." He said, "I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that?" I just looked at him and laughed and said, "'Cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." So I offered him tickets. I said, "You'll see what I mean if you show up tonight." He said, "I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try." Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, "Man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." Keep on.
in the dress he bought her. She wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to the dance, a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory's drowning. She's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times. Oh, she's never fooled around. He's still by and every head turns. You can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late. That's too bad, 'cause she.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Baby, don't turn out the light. I wanna see you look at me. Whisper only truth tonight, not just promises and empty fantasies. I don't need a bed of roses, 'cause roses wither away. All I really need is all. Take me
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. More than three dozen dairy businesses located across the upper and lower Midwest are receiving dairy business builder grants, totaling $3.2 million in allocated funding. The grant program is administered by the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance, a partnership between the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association and the Center for Dairy Research at UW-Madison. This round of funding is one of the largest, with over $3.2 million awarded to 37 dairy businesses. The Dairy Business Builder Grant Program aims to encourage small and medium-sized dairy farmers, entrepreneurs, and processors to pursue innovative projects such as dairy farm diversification, on-farm processing, value-added product creation, and efforts to market dairy products for exports. Reimbursement grants of up to $100,000 each are awarded following a competitive review process. The next DBIA grant application period opens in August. A University of Minnesota team took first place in the Dairy Management Incorporated's new product competition with a new cheese spread. The winning product met the contest's guidelines of creating innovative dairy-based products for consumers' health and wellness needs. The students created Yay Tost, a creamy Norwegian-style brown whey-based cheese spread that's offering health-conscious consumers a good source of protein, contains 3 grams of dietary fiber, and is an excellent source of calcium. The product comes in an aluminum squeeze tube that is recyclable. The 4 winning students are studying food science and earned a first place prize of $100,000. They were recognized during the American Dairy Science Association's annual meeting in Florida. They first came up with the idea by noticing there's a niche missing for high protein spreads. The consistency of the product is somewhere between cream cheese and peanut butter and it has almost no fat. To learn more, go to usdairy.com. The Foreign Trade Chamber at Brazil's Ministry of the Economy upheld an 18% tariff on U.S. ethanol. With support from the Brazil Association of Fuel Importers, the U.S. ethanol industry and the U.S. government previously submitted comments advocating for the permanent tariff removal during a public consulting period that ended April 11th. Together, the U.S. ethanol industry, including the U.S. Grains Council, Growth Energy and Renewable Fuels Association, reacted to the decision. We remain extremely disappointed with this result and urge the Brazilian government to remove tariff barriers on U.S. ethanol and use this as an opportunity to strengthen the bilateral agenda and stimulate trade cooperation between the Brazil and the U.S., they said in a statement. The tariff has placed a heavy financial burden on Brazilian consumers in a misdirected effort to protect the Brazilian industry, which continues enjoying free and increasing access to the U.S. market. The H5N1 virus continues to infect a wide range of animals, from birds to sea mammals to cattle. The virus spread to dairy cattle and farm workers, and more HPAI research is needed to enhance surveillance and response capabilities. The Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research is a program called Rapid Outcomes from Agriculture Research, or ROAR. The program awards research grants in response to emerging and unanticipated food and agricultural threats. The ROAR program welcomes research proposals related to the H5N1 response, prevention, and mitigation. The agriculture industry urgently needs research to understand the recent transmission of the virus into dairy cattle and to develop effective solutions to protect livestock, producer bottom lines, and America's food supply. Now, the FFAR is interested in research to inform the response prevention or mitigation, including work on transmission and biosecurity enhancements on dairies. The ROAR webpage includes more information on program requirements. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, showers and thunderstorms, a high near 72. For tonight, scattered storms with lows in the low 60s. For Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm. We'll have heavy rainfall possible with a high near 75. Friday night, scattered storms and a low around 66. For Saturday, showers and maybe a thunderstorm, a high around 80. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 79.
Currently 59 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I have a coffee with the first sunlight at last chance Texaco. I'm thumbing through a worn-out road to decide which way to go. These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Mama down in Abilene just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stop a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. May take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. How a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how the whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
As I sit here surrounded by people and lights, alone with my drink at the bar. You've been here forever, so clear in my mind. I just don't know where you are, but I know I'll find you. But girl, till I do, this is my love song for you. Let's hold hands on the
hearts ring under the moon, while the wind through the willows plays us a tune. We can lie on a blanket half back in the yard and wish for our future on a faraway star. You feel the passion as time after time I press your sweet lips to mine. We can dance to the radio right up till dawn, till you drift off to dream in my arms. You might be hundreds or more miles away, or you might be just down the street, but there'll be a hunger deep in your eyes I'll recognize when we meet. It might take hours or it might take years, but this is the song you will hear. Let's hold hands on the porch swing under the moon while the